All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, May 14th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 12-game MLB main slate today, 2-game NBA playoff slate, 2-game NHL playoff slate. And if you guys haven't seen yet, our projections, our initial projections for the PGA Championship are up in the Saber Sim app. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the Saber Sim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So you can tune in and get your questions answered 6 days a week. But with that said, we're going to get the Saber Sim app pulled up here, and we are going to jump right into questions. Actually, before I do that, it is Tuesday and PGA is starting here on Thursday morning. So in case you guys aren't signed up yet, make sure to get signed up for our Birdie Battle challenge here. It is a golf promotion we are doing for the summer for golf here, where the grand prize is 2 tickets to next year's Masters. Still plenty of time to qualify for our Masters free roll as long as win awesome prizes all season long. So I dropped the link to the page here in the chat for you guys to check out, and I would highly recommend getting in on the action. All right. So with that said, now I'm going to get the Saber Sim app pulled up and we are going to jump right in. Looks like we have quite a few questions here to get us started. So first one came in from Jay Sams Jr. And the question says, what are the benefits of playing batters lower in the batting order? This one's a little bit hard to say. You know, I think that what a lot of like traditional optimizers do is they try and give you, you know, batters that are projected better. And usually those batters are higher up in the order, right? Well, one thing that really comes from, you know, playing batters lower in the order, I would say, is like uniqueness. You know, you're going to be building lineups that are more unique than what your opponents are playing. You still get the value out of stacking and correlation. Like even if we go here to all batters and, you know, I click on the highest projected batter, Ronald Acuna. And let's actually go over to the Braves just so we could see what their, who their batting order is. So like, let's look at like Zach Short, Jared Kelenic, Orlando Arcia, like 7, 8, 9, right? Compare them to Mr. Ronald Acuna here. And when we get Acuna's graph here, and what we see here is, you know, we were talking about Zach Short, right? Number 9 hitter. Jared Kelenic, number 8 hitter. Orlando Arcia, number 7 hitter. You know, they are like just as correlated to Acuna as Ozzie Albies, as Marcell Ozuna, guys who are batting second and third, right? So we see the correlation to the batters go in the positive direction of the order. And then we see it actually go, you know, the opposite way as well, because in baseball, you got to remember that, you know, points are scored a number of different ways. One of them is you score a run, right? That would be where Acuna gets on base and somebody behind him hits him in. But then also, you know, you get points for RBIs, right? So if Kelenic or Short are getting on base and then Acuna's driving him in, well, that's the same 2 points that he would also get from scoring a run. So it makes sense for that correlation to be on both sides there. So I personally think batters lower in the order go under-owned more often than not here. Like if we were to just go and look at, you know, one of the chalkiest teams on the slate, it is a 12-game slate, so I don't think anybody's going to be like incredibly high-owned, but one of the highest team totals here appears to be Houston. No. I wonder if we're going to find anybody with like really high ownership today. Let's just sort by ownership. And let's go to all batters. So it looks like Cincinnati is fairly high owned here. So let's like go and look at Cincinnati, right? And we sort by order. So you can kind of see this, right? The 1-2-3 hitters for Cincinnati, 15% ownership, 14%, 14%. And then as we go lower in the order here, right? 4%, 6%, 6%, 9%, 10%, 5%. So these top of the order guys just are always going to get a little bit more ownership. I do think that, you know, doing stacks where you're using lower in the batting order hitters are a good way to five stack a team in a unique way. Like I was actually doing a video for somebody, a game plan on, which is like our ultimate coaching for somebody. And I was trying to figure out how many combinations of five you can get out of nine. And the answer was like about 125. So what that means is that say I want to five stack this team. Well, there are approximately 125 different ways that I can five stack nine hitters. Now, that is going to include everybody in the lineup, right? So it goes beyond like, hey, how do I just five stack the top six players? You know, when you add in the 79 guys and you use them as equal here, well, now your number of five stack combinations goes way, way higher. And that allows you to be different from the other users stacking that same team if you're willing to play all positions in the order. All right. Quick one here from Sammy. Sammy said, with the start of WNBA, which would be the basic things to do using the optimizer for this 2024 season. Thanks. So in case you guys missed it, we do have the WNBA slates up in the app. You can see it as a sport in the sport dropdown. If I go to all slates here, I can see that we have WNBA. We do have the slates up in the app so people can use our optimizer, but we are not going to be providing sims or projections as far as I'm aware. So as far as like strategy and like content, we're not really going to have anything along those lines. So I don't really want to speak on something I'm not super knowledgeable about, especially since we aren't supporting it. So don't have a ton of thoughts on WNBA strategy, unfortunately. All right. Question here from Lopez. Best way to fade top owned stacks and pitchers. Well, probably the best way to fade them would probably just be to like X them out, but I'm not sure if that's exactly what you want to do. Right. You know, especially on like on a day like today, right. We were in here, we were looking at the ownership projections and even just for batters alone, I mean, 15% ownership to any one batter is not a lot. And that is, you know, directly because it's a 12-game slate. Like there are 24 different teams here. There are so many options. You can get so spread out here. So when you know, when you're playing like the turbo slates and like, you know, you're say if you're playing like today and you're playing the two-gamer, right? Like, okay, yeah, you know, maybe we do need to think a little bit more about, you know, getting a little bit different here, right? But I would say one of the easiest ways to avoid the teams is to X them out. I don't know if you always want to do that, right? I mean, you know, there are a reason that pitchers come in with like a lot more concentrated ownership. And that's because when you click on them, you're going to see that, you know, their most likely outcomes are often their average projection. And it looks a lot more like a normal distribution compared to a batter, right? So I would say that, you know, you could mess around with your sorting metrics too. Like I see that you're on the ultimate plan. So like if you're using contest sims, you know, use ROI instead of risk adjusted ROI. ROI lineups are going to be even higher leveraged than risk adjusted ROI lineups. So like that's one way to do it. You could put in rules for like some ownership if you want. I don't really recommend it, but just trying to come up with some ideas here off the top of my head. So I'd say using ROI as your sorting metric, completely fading those teams by Xing them out of your player pool is like another option here, but just tread lightly, be careful, you know, trust the builder on some of those leverages. I would really be looking at pool percentage and, you know, trying to compare that to my ownership to make sure that I'm just seeing players that are coming up at a fair rate across all of the lineups I've built. I think that's a good indication in general. All right. Next question here. If I'm sorting, what are the advantages of ceiling versus saber score? Are there any at all? Okay, good question. Let's run some lineups here really quickly. So I'm just going to build 500 lineups. So sounds like we're talking about the difference here between saber score versus percentiles. And then we actually have another question right after this one. So I'm going to do like a little bit of a 2-for-1 here. And the next question was how or when to use percentiles. So these are, you know, both similar questions, and I will answer them together. All right. Lineups are building here. Just finishing up. All right. So we're in the post build here. I'm going to go to my sorting metrics. I'm going to click on my saber score first. You can always see what the saber score formula is by hovering over a saber score and clicking on the eye icon. And then when you do that, it's going to pull up the formula. Now, saber score is comprised of three variables: some projection, a percentile, in this case, 99th percentile, and then the average adjusted ownership, which gets a negative weight. This is basically taxing high ownership lineups and bringing up lineups with a lower ownership overall. Okay. So as you can see, percentile is part of this formula. So in this case, you know, you're balancing these three variables that we found to be important in our backtesting: just the raw projection, the upside, and the ownership, right? The ownership gives you a clearer path to first place when players are less owned. Percentile helps you to not only get to the cash line, but, you know, to get to the top of your contest. And then some ownership gives your lineup a good floor, right? So we have created SaberScore through contest backtesting. You know, when people talk about the contest sims, I like to say SaberScore is the 80-20 of contest sims, while contest sims are as specific as you can possibly be. Now, you know, maybe you're somebody who's like, you know what? I don't want to factor in ownership. I don't care about cashing. I don't care about, you know, the average projection of my lineups. I just want to focus on upside and upside alone. Well, then I would suggest going and using a percentile where that is your only focus is the upside of the lineup. But if I had to compare the two, I would say saber score is better than percentiles just because it takes into account those additional variables. But that would be a reason to use it. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat. Next question, can you tell us some custom sorting metrics for NBA and NHL? What I always recommend with custom metrics is to go and look at your saber score, recreate this, and then use this as your baseline as you begin to experiment. So, as far as custom metrics go, you know, custom metrics are really going to be more art than science. You are creating something because you feel like one of these other metrics is lacking, or you feel like if you could combine certain variables, you could get to an even better sorting metric than we already have. Now, if we had those intuitions, we would create it ourselves, right? But we've created the best ones that we can think of to give you a good starting point. But if you want to go even further with that, then I would, you know, definitely recommend experimenting with custom metrics. But as far as like a template or like metrics that are better, like I don't know anything that's better than, you know, the metrics that we already have here. Now, that's my opinion, right? You can go and create one that you feel is better. So what I would do is start with SaberScore, you know, adjust the weights, add variables, subtract variables, you know, replace variables, and just see if those lineups that start to come to the top of your pool are passing the eye test for you. And that will give you a good starting point as to how and where to go on your custom metric journey here. But all right, looks like we're all caught up here in the Discord, and that was the only question. For our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.